January 7, 1921, the smile of Jesus when he will the first fruits, the children of his will, living not in the human sphere, but in the divine sphere. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came and surrounded my neck with his arm. Then he drew near my heart, and holding his breast between his hands, he pressed it to my heart, and rivulets of milk came out of it. He filled my heart with those rivulets of milk. And then he told me, "My daughter, do you see how much I love you? I wanted to fill all your heart with the milk of grace and of love. So, everything you will say and do will be nothing other than the outpouring of the grace with which I filled you. You will do nothing, you will just place your volition at the mercy of my will, and I will do everything. You will be nothing but the sound of my voice, the bearer of my will, the destroyer of the virtues in a human manner, and the restorer of the virtues in the divine manner, which are founded on an eternal, immense, infinite point." Having said this, he disappeared. After a little while he came back, and I was feeling all annihilated, especially in thinking about certain things which it is not necessary here to say. My affliction was at its summit, and I said to myself, "How can this be? My Jesus, do not permit this. Maybe you want the will, but not the act of the sacrifice." And then, in the hard state in which I find myself, I aspire to nothing but heaven. And Jesus, coming out from my interior, burst into sob. I could hear that sob resound in heaven and on earth. But as he was about to stop sobbing, a smile arose which, just like the sob, reverberated in heaven and on earth. I remained enchanted, and my Jesus told me, "My beloved daughter, after the great sorrow which creatures are giving me in these sad times, to the extent of making me cry, and because this is the crying of a God, it resounds in heaven and on earth, a smile will take over, which will fill heaven and earth with gladness. This smile will arise on my lips when I see the first fruits, the children of my will, living not in the human sphere, but in the divine sphere. I will see them all marked with the eternal, immense, infinite will. I will see that eternal point, which is life only in heaven, flow upon earth and mold the souls with its infinite principles, with divine acting, with the multiplication of acts within one single act. And just as creation came out from the fiat, in the fiat it will be fulfilled. Only the children of my volition will accomplish everything in the fiat. And in my fiat, which will have life in them, I will receive complete love, glory, reparation, thanksgiving and praise, for everything and for everyone. My daughter, things return there where they come from, everything came out from the fiat, and in the fiat everything will return to me. They will be few, but in the fiat they will give me everything.